Disappointment or His Appointment? A compilation.
Have you ever noticed how forgetful people can be? They quickly forget all the ways others have helped them in the past, and they end up complaining later on. Children forget what their parents have done for them. Spouses take one another for granted. Bosses move on to other employees. It's human nature. Many pastors experience this firsthand. Despite years of faithful service, their congregations only remember the failures. These pastors work so hard and no one seems to notice. Maybe this is the position you're in today. You're not alone. Moses also experienced this kind of disappointment. Just 3 days after Moses led God's people through the Red Sea, one of the greatest miracles in history, the Bible says, the people grumbled to Moses, "What are we going to drink?" Israel was quick to forget what Moses had done for them. At the first sign of trouble, the Israelites complained. Their motto during their time in the desert was, "When in doubt, grumble against Moses." 1 minute Moses was a hero, the next, he was a zero. God is the master of reversing hurt. Disappointments are really His appointments. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Nothing comes into the life of a child of God without the Heavenly Father's permission. God allows delays, difficulties, and disappointments for His greater purposes. It doesn't surprise God when others have forgotten all you've done before. Most of them have forgotten what He has done for them, too. The good news is, God provided a solution for Moses and the thirsty Israelites. In Exodus 15:25, we learn that God showed Moses a piece of wood that became the answer to their problems. For when Moses threw it into the water, this made the water good to drink. Many of us get so caught up in the disappointments that we don't see the solutions right in front of us. Thankfully, God is always faithful, even when we are forgetful. With God's help, our disappointments can become opportunities to know and trust Him in a deeper way. Rick Warren. The word disappointment has been on my mind a great deal recently. You know, some people take disappointment so differently than others. There are those that have so grown in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and are mature Christians that they don't worry when there is some disappointment. No matter how much they look forward to some occasion or something they expected, if it doesn't mature, the thing they wanted so badly doesn't happen, that doesn't seem to move them. They are like the Apostle Paul. They are such steadfast, immovable Christians that they can say, "None of these things move me." I looked today for the little poem, which I've read so many times. It says, "Change one letter of the word disappointment, and then you'll see it's His appointment." Disappointment. Just remove the letter D and put H there, and it's His appointment. Mature Christians so grounded, so established in the Word, can take disappointment as his appointment for them. The more I get to know him, the more I find him true, the more I long that others should be led to know him too. From He Is Not a Disappointment by Mary W. Booth. Oh, my friend Jesus isn't a disappointment. Put everything in his hands, and if a disappointment comes into your life, it shall work together for good for you, through him. Amen. Virginia Brandt Berg. Disappointment, his appointment, change one letter, then I see that the thwarting of my purpose is God's better choice for me. His appointment must be a blessing, though it may come in disguise, for the end from the beginning, open to his wisdom lies. Disappointment, his appointment, whose? The Lord's, who loves me best, understands and knows me fully, who my faith and love would test. For, like loving earthly parents, he rejoices when he knows that his child accepts, unquestioned, all that from his wisdom flows. Disappointment, his appointment, no good thing will he withhold. From denials oft we gather treasures of his love untold. Well, he knows each broken purpose leads to fuller, deeper trust, and the end of all his dealings proves our God is wise and just. Disappointment, his appointment, Lord, I take it then as such, like the clay in hands of potter, yielding wholly to thy touch. All my life's plan is thy moulding, not one single choice be mine. Let me answer unrepining, Father, not my will, but thine. Disappointment, his appointment. Change the letter then, dear friend. Take in cheerful acquiescence all thy Father's love may send. Soon will faith be lost in vision, then in glory thou shalt see. His appointment, and that only, was the right way home for thee. By Laura Sophia Sewell. Who hasn't experienced disappointment on occasion? Maybe a friend failed you. Maybe anticipated recognition at work did not materialize. Perhaps what you thought would be a lifetime of love in your marriage ended prematurely in divorce. Maybe you had big dreams for your children and they took a different path. When we are disappointed because our expectations about something or someone are unfulfilled, we may become discouraged, lose trust, and even close ourselves off to others. We can become unhappy, resentful, bitter, and angry. While these are natural reactions, there is a better way. In fact, disappointment needn't destroy us. It can teach us. Look for the positive side of each situation and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use it as something positive? If we seek God in each situation we face, what could have been negative can turn into something positive. Gloria Cruz. When things go wrong in your life, you can be tempted to ask, Jesus, where are you when I need you? Or to wonder whether I have failed you, or if my love and patience have run out. At times like that, your faith is being tested, and that is when you need to take a stand of faith and determine to place your trust in me, no matter how shaky the ground seems that you are standing on. One of the keys to remaining positive, no matter what your circumstances, is trusting in my love and the promises in my word, and learning to turn to me in your times of need. It's not that your faith will never be tested, but you'll know where to turn to for the help you need during times of testing. Here's a secret to overcoming in times of trouble. Prepare for the hard times by strengthening your faith when times are good. Make a point of looking for my loving hand at work around you. Count your blessings. Cultivate an attitude of faith and trust and thankfulness. Trust that when the going gets rough, I have promised to be with you always. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.